Oh my, it is Sunday. Oh my, it's going to rain today. Oh my, this is one of my favorite Blazers. God bless you. God bless you for watching. God bless you for listening. This is the Matthew Reverend Show. We're going to continue to state of betterment here, okay, guys? We're a positive force for good, okay? We don't play around. We speak our mind. We're bold. We're brave. We love Jesus. We love people. We love America. Do you? Let's dance. Woo! Matthew Reverend Show. If you're listening to the Matthew Reverend Show, you can't see these phenomenal dance moves, but you're watching the Matthew Reverend Show. You're live on Facebook. You're live on Instagram. You're live on YouTube. I love you. God bless you. Let's continue this thing. Let's keep dancing. How's your day going? You're doing good? I need to know. Comment down below. Let me know. This is the Matthew Reverend Show. Let's go. Ecclesiastes 4:10. If either one of them falls, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one else to help them up. Get more friends. Get some strong friends. Strengthen the friendships that you have and then gain more friends. Use each other's talents and love that you have for each other and gain more friends. There's nothing wrong with gaining more friends. There's nothing wrong with gaining more acquaintances. There's nothing wrong with strengthening all your friendships that you have now. This will involve sacrifice. This will involve time. This will involve money. This will involve stress. This will involve your mental state of being. And it'll help your state of being, even though you're going to be using your positive force for good mental state of being to help your friends. I've had a beautiful summer. Summer 22 has been considered in my mind the summer of grace. I don't deserve the friends that I've gained. These friends I'll have for the rest of my life. This brotherhood that I'm feeling is immaculate and special and needed. I hope that and pray that most people feel what I'm feeling right now. I hope that these brothers in Christ understand where I'm coming from. In fact, I know that they know where I'm coming from. They are big fans of the Matthew Reverend Show, yes, but at the same time, they're big fans of me. They're big fans of God, and they're big fans of what I can help them learn through me and through God and through each other and through each other's strengths and through each other's weaknesses and helping each other out as much as we can, as often as we can. It's called friendship. It is sacrificial. It is real. It is deep. It is needed. And I'm so thankful that I have these friends. I'm so thankful that they were given to me by God. I'm so thankful that it wasn't me. I'm a friendly guy. I'm quite gregarious. And I do have friends. And I do have people that can pick me up and bring me to the airport. This is beyond that. This is real brotherhood. Matt, don't you have good family members? I do. But I pray that these family members find the kind of friends that I have. I mean, let me tell you a story. So I am the age that I am. Okay, I'm much older than 20 and 19 years old. Let's just say that. I have friends that are much younger than me. And they are... Some of them are a decade younger. Some of them are just a couple of years younger, but that doesn't matter because of the friendship and the love and the kindness that I feel from these boys, from these gentlemen, from these men of God. When I was 19 and 20, I was quite immature to the point where it was laughable. Like I would make choices as if I was 16 or 17. I would make a fool of myself on a continual basis. It was quite a normal thing. But that said, I have great friends. So I am picking up a mattress that was given to me by my grandparents with another friend. We're on our way back to my house. He mentions to me, "Didn't you say that you left the back door open?" I said, "Yeah, on purpose. I wanted them to come in and make themselves a home." He said, "You told them what? You told a 19 and 20 year old that they can make themselves at home?" Matt, do you remember what you were like at that age? Okay, so we started to panic, and we started to drive down the road super fast, and it was crazy, and it was fun, and you just shouldn't be driving down the road in a truck that large, that fast down the road, but we had to get to my place, because I know exactly what I would do if I was in that age. I know exactly what I would do if I had that freedom with this many things to play with and to do and to mess up and to break in my home, okay? We're talking about an immature Matthew afraid of an immature Matthew. So what do you mean? I'm racing. We're racing. Finally, we get to our destination, which is my home. I jump out of the vehicle. And I enter my home, I don't hear loud music, I don't see spills, I don't see broken glass, I don't see crazy debauchery, I don't see that at all. I smell bleach, I smell lemon, I hear jazz music. They're cleaning my home! These friends of mine are cleaning my home! What? Yes! What? Yes, they're cleaning my home. They're not just sitting there waiting for me to get home. They're not just eating my food. They're not just messing things up or playing video games and not caring about what's going on. No, they're cleaning. My bathroom looks great. My kitchen looks great. I'm humbled and I'm thankful. What kind of friends are that? That's real friendship, baby. That's God-given friendship. That is so good. Matt, that just means that your friends were raised right. God bless them. Yes, that's exactly right. And God bless their parents for raising them right. And I'm so humbled and thankful I have them as friends. Because guess what? I got a clean apartment now. Matt, why was your apartment so dirty? It's a long story short, and it has to do with that bed. Now that I'm all healthy, that I can sleep again, we're going to be nice and cleanly. It's fantastic. But all that said is, yes, so let's continually reading the Bible. We already read Ecclesiastes 4:10, because you got to be able to pick each other up when you're down. You got to be able to motivate each other when you're down, mentally, physically, or spiritually. And woe to those that don't have friends. Woe to those that don't have the ability to be kind. Woe to those that don't have people that can call upon help from God Almighty, yes, but from the friends that they have, that they were given to them by God. But we also want to continue our reading, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quite quickly broken. What about five? What about six strands? How deep can your crew go? How strong can your crew go? Yes, ladies, I'm talking to you too. I'm serious. When the guac hits the fan, who's going to help you clean it up? Who's going to bring the tortilla chips and some paper towels? Okay? Who's going to help you clean up the mess that you made? Matt, well, you? Okay, good. I know, I understand. It's good. It's good to have that pride. It's good to have that motivation. Good. But then that pride can turn into dark pride real quick. You were not supposed to go through life alone. You're not supposed to do this by yourself. You're not supposed to be a lone wolf Christian, okay? I'm raising my hand right now. You're not supposed to be a lone wolf Christian, Matt, where I'm just going to do this by myself. I'm going to go and move to this new town and not have a church, but I know that my relationship with God is strong. Well, look how strong it is after 3 months of not having a church living in that same town. You made some really poor choices and some dark decisions, and look where you are right now. That's why you got to surround yourself with good people. You got to surround yourself with good messages. You got to surround yourself with good church, the Matthew Everett Show, good families, good love, good dogs, good parents. If my parents weren't great, well, then you be a good parent. You know what not to be like, right? Have some babies. If you want to change the world, have some kids. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. I'm just so thankful for the friends that I have. I'm so thankful for the passion that I have for life and blended together. Let's go, baby. Let's go. You have to, yes, there's going to be ups and downs in the relationship. Yes, there's going to be highs and lows in the relationship. That's called life. That makes you feel alive. That makes it real. Stop taking your big pharma pills, not feeling life. I'm not talking about those that are prescribed by a doctor. I'm talking about when you're like freelancing your body towards a chemical and it's quite, now why are you getting on that? It's just the other day I overheard somebody saying that they got stressed out, so they took a Percocet. And the other day somebody said that I didn't want to deal with the situation, so I took a Xanax. I was like, what? That's the only reason you know that you're alive is when you feel pain. The only reason that you know you're alive is when you feel happy or sad. I'm full of joy, but at the same time, there's a low point to that too. Good thing I have good friends. Good thing I have a Christ. Otherwise, I don't know where I'd be. But I'm serious in the sense of like, you got to know where you're coming from. You got to know where you are. You got to know what your priorities are. And you have to share those priorities with the people that you love and the people that are around you. Build a stronger community. Build stronger friendships. Let's continue to read. We have Job chapter 6, verse 14. Anyone who withholds kindness from a friend forsakes the fear of the Almighty. You didn't create yourself. You didn't create you or your reality around you. God did. Be thankful for that. Be humbled by that. Okay? Being afraid of God does not mean that you have fear, even though a lot of times you probably should because of the way you behave and your mindset and where this country is. But at the same time, it's fascinating in the sense of like, wait. So, if you're not kind to others, yeah, because those are his children. Yeah, don't make fun of people. Those are his babies. Those are his loved ones. Those are his children. Don't make fun of God's children. You're one of God's children too. Don't make fun of yourself. Don't have self-degrading mindset toward yourself where it causes depression. Come on now. Love yourself. God loves you. Your friends love you. Find some friends that love you. Make friends. Be a friend. If you want friends, be a friend. You got to be kind. You got to be bold. You got to be brave. You got to be loving. You got to listen. You got to listen to them. People want to share. People want to talk about themselves. People want to talk about themselves, and a lot of times it's negative. So let them talk, and then let love on them, and then maybe you'll have an opportunity to talk about your problems. No, but that said, I'm so thankful for God. I'm so thankful for the Bible. I'm so thankful for the wisdom that I've been given through my friends, through the Bible, through Christ, through my church, through my community. I'm loving it. I'm living it. I'm loving it. I'm so thankful. God bless you. God bless our friends. You need more of them, right? Our special tea.shop. You got to drink tea. It's great for you. It's great for life. It's great for your mind. It's great for your body. And if you have any loose leaf tea needs, go to our special tea.shop. Today I am drinking the ginger jasmine tea. It's good. It's got a little cold. It was warm, but lukewarm tea is just as delicious as cold tea or hot tea. Why, Matt? I love tea. You love tea? Comment down below. Buy some of the ginger jasmine tea from ourspecialtea.shop. A perfect marriage of light floral jasmine and slightly spicy ginger. Perfect relaxation tea that also helps to settle the stomach. Matt, do you have an upset stomach? No, I don't, but I do enjoy beautiful tea from ourspecialtea.shop. You got to go to ourspecialtea.shop to get all your loose leaf tea needs. Great customer service, great email response time, beautiful selection, wonderful product, ourspecialtea.shop. You better drink some of this ginger jasmine tea, baby. And word of the day, you got to use your words, otherwise you're going to lose your words. Matt, what's the word of the day? Cantankerous. I don't mean to get cantankerous, but I mean to do this show well. What does cantankerous mean? Well, a cantankerous person is an adjective. A cantankerous person is often angry and annoyed. Cantankerous also means difficult or irritating to deal with. Cantankerous is spelled C-A-N-T-A-N-K-E-R-O-U-S. Yes, it's an adjective. Yes, it's fun to say. Saying cantankerous, doing this segment about being cantankerous, is removing any type of cantankerous emotions that I had. Let's use it in a sentence. Several sports writers cited the coach's cantankerous personality as a reason for the team's poor performance and lack of motivation. It's hard to work for somebody who's cantankerous. It's hard to be coached by somebody who's cantankerous. It's hard to gain and listen to advice that's given to you by a cantankerous person. Let's see here. Let's use it all in an additional sentence. Angry and annoyed, difficult, irritating to deal with. You see this? I chipped my tooth. Man, how'd you chip your tooth? A tortilla chip. Really? Really? I know. Really? That said, is you gotta not be cantankerous. You gotta keep moving forward. You gotta keep being bold. You gotta keep being brave. You gotta keep being positive. You gotta have that joy spill out of your mouth. You gotta have that joy spill out of your behavior and your actions. And you can't get all cranky and cantankerous when you chip your tooth. Okay? So when you chip your tooth, stay excited, stay bold, stay positive, because it's just cosmetic. Eventually you'll have the money to take care of it. We'll find it. We'll do it. Matthew Urban Show. If you would like to be on the Matthew Urban Show, please do. If you'd like to grow your business, please get on the Matthew Urban Show. I need your money so I can fix my tooth because I don't want to be cantankerous. Cantankerous is the word of the day. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. It's National Cousin Day. Do you have a cousin? I have a cousin. I have several cousins. I have several second cousins as well. National Cousin Day lets us celebrate the beautiful relationships that we have with our cousins. Some are better than others. Some are more positive than others. Some benefit others more than others. We can borrow money from our cousins. We can get wisdom from our cousins. We can remember stories when we were children from our cousins. We can have future cousins. We can have cousins that weren't our cousins. You can call your friends cousins. We got a lot of cousins here. Cousins. National Cousins Day. It's also National Drive-Thru Day. The other day, I ran out of napkins in my glove box, and I was quite upset because I had to blow my nose at a red light. And I realized that I didn't have any napkins in my glove box because I haven't been to the drive-thru in a long time. Celebrate National Drive-Thru Day and get those napkins in your glove box today. Everyone knows what a drive-thru is. It's fast food. There's all kinds of different types of fast food nowadays, thank goodness. But today I'm probably going to get some Taco Bell. Why? Because I want that crunchy, cheesy, meaty, spicy greatness that is Taco Bell. Use hashtag National Drive-Thru Day in your social media posts today. It's also National Thermal Engineer Day. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, use hashtag National Thermal Engineer Day in your social media posts today. Thank you so much out there, all you thermal engineers. I don't know where I'd be without you. I don't know where I'd be with you. Wink. International Self-Care Day. You got to have self-care, okay? Okay? Moisturize your skin. Exfoliate that thing, okay? It's your largest organ, your epidermis. Your hair as well, okay? Put on some deodorant. You stink. Come on now. National Self-Care Day. Where are your mentals, okay? Did you breathe deep? Did you think about how God loves you? Did you think about how people are praying for you? Did you think about how silly the Matthew Abram Show is? Okay? Think about these things. National Self-Care Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. kingdomlandscape.com. Kingdom Landscape. What are your landscaping needs? What are your hardscaping needs? Let Austin Moxley know at 317-296-3974. You got to get your landscaping taken care of. You got to get your hardscaping taken care of. You put a lot of equity and you put a lot of money in that home you've got, and let's make it look good on the great outside, the great outdoors. And Austin Moxley can help you. 317-296-3974. Kingdom Landscape can provide all your landscaping and hardscaping needs. Austin Moxley, he's a beautiful individual and an asset to my reality. Weird news. I love weird things, and together and the news, and together when you blend them together, it's the weird news segment of the Matthew Rayburn Show. Headline: crop circle in England changes overnight. A crop circle found in England over the weekend mysteriously transformed into a second design the following day. The unique case began on Sunday morning when a formation featuring a flattened circle surrounding crops that had been shaped into a hexagon that was discovered at a site known as Barbury Castle in the country of Wiltshire. As is so often the case, researchers quickly set about studying the design and offering their interpretations of what it might mean, with some noting that it appeared to be some form of... Am I still recording? I don't know. I'm back. Welcome to the Matthew Rayburn Show. Let's continue reading. It's a live show, and some people forget that the Matthew Rayburn Show is a live show, and they call during. We are still being recorded. Let's continue. The crop circle was found at Barbury Castle in the county of Wiltshire. As is so often the case, researchers quickly set about studying the design and offering their interpretations of what it might mean. Some noting that it appeared to be a method of which the Achaemenides approximated pi. So that it was like a math term, like the design of the crop circle was teaching us a math problem. However, it would seem the creator of the crop formation wasn't quite finished, as the design dramatically changed overnight. Fascinating. When the sun rose on Monday morning, the formation had taken a whole new look, with the hexagon of crops at the center of the circle having been transformed into, quote, 12 blades, end quote, comprised of four triangles on each side. One is left to wonder if the extremely rare two-phase design was intentional on the part of the creator, or if they were forced to abandon their work and came back later to finish it. Should the second scenario be the case, their determination is admirable, since returning to the proverbial scene of the crop crime is far riskier gambit. Interesting. That said, whether they were aliens from another world or humans with boards and rope, they somehow managed to complete the formation without anyone catching them. Fascinating. Interesting. Crop circles are very weird. Crop circles are extremely interesting. How precise they can get, how detailed they can get. The shapes are varying. They say that they look like different things. They are made of different polygons and formations and shapes of that not nature. There have been people that have claimed to be groups of folks that do that do crop circles. I've never met any of these individuals, but have you met the aliens that did the crop circles? No. But the crop circles are still very weird, very interesting, very newsworthy. That's why the crop circles are on the weird news segment. Weird news. Oh my goodness gracious. I am so thankful for you listening to the Matthew Rayburn Show today. I had a lot of fun. Did you? Comment down below. Share this video, like this video, get notified when the Matthew Rayburn Show is live, get notified when you can listen to the Matthew Rayburn Show. Please subscribe and like the show. Give it 5 stars on the Apple iTunes. Give it 5 stars on that there Spotify. Why? Because you love me. Why? I love you. This is a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. The show is going to get better. Your life's going to get better for listening to it. So it's just a win-win, baby. Let's dance. Oh, we're dancing on the internet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guys, who dances alone on the internet? I do. So you guys, that's why you got to dance with me when you're listening and watching the Matthew Rayburn Show. Oh my goodness! Oh yeah, Lord, bless us now, guys. I love you so much. God, I love you. God, I love you. Listening to the Matthew Rayburn Show can be in a continued state of betterment and a positive force for good. I love you.